And it reminds me of the Thomas Delaney line about facing Ireland. It's like trying to open a can of beans with your bare hands. They're a nightmare to play against.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we have the latest from the FAI as the search for Mark Hanum's successor as Chief Football Officer begins. Pep Guardiola hails his Belgian flyer as the best in the world over the first 5 metres. And Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta gives an update on how the club are progressing over a new deal for Bukayo Saka. But first, as the fallout continues after Mark Hanum's departure from the FAI, Off the Ball, Stephen Doyle was in Abbottstown to get the latest from FAI HQ. Here he is speaking to the FAI CEO, David Carell, who says it was disappointing that Hanum decided to offer his resignation.
But it was only actually formally on Monday that he tendered his resignation, which is disappointing, but I fully respect the decisions he's taken for personal reasons to move on, and I want to thank him for everything that he's done for the association over the near 3 years that he's been with us. I think he's laid some fantastic foundations for the future of Irish football to thrive. He took the time with our football leadership team to consult with our community to understand what challenges we're facing the game, and that is what has borne out our football pathways plan, which is something that we're absolutely committed to delivering on.
Was there any talk of maybe persuading him to try and stay, or did you even have that conversation with him?
Look, I think Mark's done great work with the association, but it was clear he had his own reasons why he wanted to move on, which I said I fully respected, and I just want to wish him the very best for the future.
There was a 2022 to 2025 FAI strategy. Part of that, it said, excuse me, to work with central government, UEFA and FIFA to fund the development of the academy and training ground infrastructure of our League of Ireland clubs to further develop Irish talent. Now, Mark, part of his job spec was to oversee the delivery of that. Can you explain why it hasn't happened in his tenure?
Well, I think I'd like to recognise that while it's frustrating, it hasn't come to fruition just yet. I do think we've made progress on it. We made a big push on it last year in particular, with cross-party conversations, and I think that has shown progress with its inclusion in the programme for government, which has given a lot of reassurance to our community that this is something government see the value in. We now have a new government that we've engaged with really proactively, so I'd like to thank Minister O'Donovan and Minister McConnell-Logue for embracing this opportunity. This isn't a handout. This is an investment into what we believe can be a self-sustaining industry. Football is the global game. We're a small little island, but we have so much more to offer. And for decades, we have, I suppose, been reliant on neighbouring countries to raise and nurture our talent. Now we have an opportunity to do so ourselves. But in doing so, it will also create an industry that will create jobs, that will bring benefits for the economy, that will bring benefits for our clubs and the quality of the game in our League of Ireland, that will bring benefits for our local communities, and most importantly, will improve the fortunes of our international teams, because the talent that we develop at home is what's going to be putting on the green shirt in years to come, and we need to give them the quality and support that they need.
League of Ireland winning manager Vinnie Perth joined Ger Gilroy and Arthur O'Dea on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
There's no doubt, say as it is, it hasn't worked out, has it? I mean, it's been, I think, close on 3 years, and there's a lot has happened. The news feed around the FAI over the last 3 to 5 years has been disastrous, has to be said. And ultimately, people are saying it was a shock. I've seen that. Like, it wasn't a shock. Maybe the timing was a bit of a shock, but I think Mark leaving has been sort of on the cards for the last sort of 6-12 months, and it felt like it was just a matter of time.
Journalist and broadcaster Dion Fanning was also on the show and pondered who would be making the decision as to who is next.
Who's making this next decision that is more important than the men's senior international appointment? It's actually more important than that. The board and the football decisions on the board haven't been overly impressive. And that's why Mark Hanneman, he's taken the flak, to be fair to Mark, for some of the decisions that have been made. I mean, he hasn't been the only one that appointed the senior men's international manager. And he's one that took all the flak for that decision.
Did he not get those decisions right in the end?
Well, I would argue the one area, one of the areas I would feel have some sympathy with Mark Hannum was this idea about, and people are still talking about the length of time for the manager search. Like, that was, to me, that was a little bit of a media obsession that really didn't have much bearing on the reality of doing the job. Like, everyone obsessed about it because we want the story. We want to know who's a new manager.
Like, I'd be in favour of giving this new manager a new contract already. I think he's earned enough. He steadied the ship. No matter what the results are over the next little while, I think we have got, I'm talking about the men's side of it at the moment, I'm in favour of that. So I accept that part of it. I think Mark Hannum has taken, that's my point, he's taken the blame for a lot more than that's just at his table. And that's the question, who's making this next decision that is more important than the men's senior international appointment? It's actually more important than that.
And if you want to hear more from Off The Ball Breakfast, why not become a member and subscribe at offtheball.com/join. Now to matters on the pitch. And last night, Pep Guardiola hailed the impact of Jeremy Doku. The Belgian came off the bench to set up the winner for Mateus Nunes in Manchester City's 2-1 win at home to Aston Villa. Doku's had a mixed season for City with 3 goals and 5 assists from 14 starts in the Premier League, with a further 11 appearances off the bench.
Jeremy always give you something, you know, for the crowd, and we change the game. Of course, he can play all. So in the first 3 or 4 actions, Diazzi and being held from Malen could not do the action. But at the end, always you have the. For me, Jeremy is the best player in the world in the first 5 meters. So when the stop, the 5 meters is unstoppable. He made the action, and today make an incredible good cross. And to score a goal, you have to be there. And Gundo was there, and Omar was there, Nico was there, and Mateus was there. And at the end, we could score and win the game.
Tonight, Liverpool could be crowned champions without kicking a ball. If Crystal Palace beat Arsenal at the Emirates, then Arne Slot's side will confirm their 20th league title ahead of Sunday's game against Tottenham at Anfield. Palace, who have an FA Cup semi-final this weekend, have lost to the Gunners twice so far this season. So manager Oliver Glasner knows his side will have to be at their best.
Yeah, it's always, you know, it's of course, so we want to, how it fits together, you know, so we can't play a completely different style and so we always have to rely on our strengths, what we already showed, and we showed it in, we lost both games this year against them, and so, but I think that doesn't mean that we will lose the third. The same is 3 days later, yeah, we had 2 wins and 1 draw against Aston Villa. That doesn't mean that we win it on Thursday, because it's always about how a game is going. So I think every team now at the end of the season knows how the other team is playing, knows the strengths, knows that maybe there are weaknesses. And then it's also how the players, how is the shape of the players, which players are available, yeah? Is everyone fit and is in his best personal shape? And then it's possible to beat Arsenal, but again, we need to perform really on our top level.
This will be Arsenal's last game before next Tuesday's Champions League semi-final first leg at home to PSG. Mikel Arteta could be expected to rest some players after he went with a strong first 11 in Sunday's win over Ipswich. Bukayo Saka suffered a bad knock after a shocking challenge from Ipswich defender Leif Davis, so he could be one that misses out tonight in terms of starting the game. And with Saka's contract set to expire in 2 years' time, Arteta believes that negotiations are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, when the time comes, and we will have those conversations, and I'm sure the club is very on top of it. I think Bukayo has been very clear what his intentions are as well. So I think everything is in the right place.
That match at the Emirates tonight kicks off at 8 o'clock. Chelsea boss Sonia Bonpastor says their WSL game against Crystal Palace is a chance to look at the future and be positive. Chelsea were hammered 4-1 by Barcelona in the first leg of their Women's Champions League semi-final on Sunday, their second defeat of the season. Bonpastor side are 3 points clear of Arsenal at the top of the WSL, and they've played a game less.
We are top of the table. I said we are ambitious and we want to go top of the table with 6 points ahead of Arsenal. If we win and we get 3 more points, we'll get closer to the title. So I think it's enough motivation for all of us.
Derry City produced their best display of the season to see off Sligo Rovers 3-0 at the Ryan McBride Brandywell last night. 2 goals from Danny Mullen and Gavin White's second goal of the season made it back-to-back wins for Tiernan Lynch's side for the first time this season. The win moved the Candy Stripes just 3 points behind leaders Drogheda. It also meant Derry were the only team in the top half of the table to pick up 6 points from the Easter double headers. Last night in La Liga, Barcelona's 1-0 win at home to Mallorca put the Catalans 7 points clear at the top ahead of Real Madrid in second. They've played one game more. Hansi Flick rotated the team with Ansu Fati and Eric Garcia among those to come in. Spanish international Dani Olmo, who scored the only goal of the game less than a minute after halftime. Real Madrid are in action tonight. They make the trip across the Spanish capital to take on Getafe as they look to keep pace with Barca. Kylian Mbappe returns from suspension, but he is in injury doubt. Real and Barca meet in Saturday's Copa del Rey final in Seville. That could be Carlo Ancelotti's last game in charge of Real. And Syria has postponed its 3 fixtures on Saturday because of the funeral of Pope Francis being held on that day in Rome. Earlier media reports in Italy had suggested that Syria might make an exception for Inter's clash with Roma to allow Simone Inzaghi's side additional rest time before the midweek Champions League semi-final against Barcelona. However, the league has confirmed the game at the San Siro will kick off on Sunday afternoon. And the San Siro is the venue for tonight's Coppa Italia semi-final second leg between Inter and AC Milan. It's 1 goal apiece from the first leg. This is about all we have time for today. Remember, if you don't want to miss this podcast coming free of charge, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts now. That's been Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan and I'll be back tomorrow.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.